Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we get a little obsessed with a Chilean beer brand.
It's starting to lull and then it comes back. You'll be drinking... Sorry,
I've got to keep going. Aren't you a bit short to be a stormtrooper? Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Of course, it is Cool Badge Day today. So if you have witnessed or you have committed a crime against all things known as cool, then send me the details to 81215 because we're going to pepper those throughout the show. But right now... Well, it's probably the coolest thing you can do, which is sip it like Davey do.
Yeah, man.
You can win yourself an Absolute Radio mug to enjoy your beverage out of every weekday morning. You can use it on the weekends as well. Once you win it, it's your property.
Yeah.
Do
Treat
with it
yourself,
as you will.
Yeah.
And a mugs game is how you win one this week on The Breakfast Show. So we've taken a part of yesterday's show. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold coming on. Sorry about the croakiness. So we've taken a bit of yesterday's show and we bleeped some of it out. If you can identify what lies beneath, then you can win a mug. And yesterday's clip comes from the Social Ammunition when we were discussing Celebrity Big Brother. And that's where Glenn came up with a shocking revelation as to someone he is related to possibly going into the house and it being his worst nightmare.
I'm going to go with, a very, very distant relative of mine who I've mentioned on the show before, Ronald... fourth cousin, genuinely.
What?
And I just think he'd be a nightmare if he was still alive and in the Big Brother house. We've discussed this on the show, haven't we?
Really?
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you sure you're not dreaming this?
No, genuinely. But you'd be going around a Big Brother, you know, talking about comics and stuff. It'd be a nightmare.
So, is Glenn a distant relative of Ronald McDonald or Ronald Reagan? Ronald McDonald or Ronald Reagan? Your names and your answers, A, from Ronald McDonald or B, from Ronald Reagan. Send them along right now to 8, 12, 15. And without trying to give anything away here, because it's a competition, you have honestly never, ever mentioned it in our presence.
I'm sorry.
It was an amazing fact.
It was... More than the fact, was just the way you said, I know we've talked about this before on the show, so just throw away.
We took a tale as old as time. I don't want to break over old ashes.
We were like, what? So your names and your answers.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time to give away some merchandise. Hoping to win it, join us on line one is Shirley. Good morning, Shirley.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, Shirley, welcome along to the show. First of all, are you familiar with the joke made popular by the brilliant comedy movie Airplane, in which I say something along the lines of, Shirley, you don't want to win a mug, and you say, I do want to win a mug, and don't call me Shirley. Are you aware of any of that?
Yes.
Okay, does it work if your name is Shirley?
No, it doesn't.
Shirley not. And do call me Shirley, because it's my name. There we go. Okay.
She's sick of it, basically.
Moving on. Yeah. Moving on for all
Wanted
our
their
sakes.
Entire life.
Shirley, yeah, okay, I shouldn't have bought that. Okay, so Glenn was telling us yesterday that there would be a nightmare relation, in his opinion, that could go into the Big Brother house, someone who's going to spill all the beans. Was it Ronald McDonald or was it Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan.
Let's see if you're right.
I'm going to go with, a very, very distant relative of mine who I've mentioned on the show before, Ronald Reagan, fourth cousin, genuinely.
So I've got to know a bit more, Glenn. So throwaway. You've never mentioned it. Of all the team drinks we've had, not once have you had your fourth pint of Guinness lent into me and gone, do you want to hear something, Dave?
it's not the best celebrity.
It's amazing.
Big, mate,
it'd be better if it was like Obama.
Or Lincoln. That would be better. this isn't who do you think you are. I get that. But how did you find out you were related to Ronald Reagan?
My mum told me years ago. I think it's like my great-grandmother, and it's one of her cousins, so I think that means fourth cousin.
Right.
And they were from Ireland, and so that's where like Ronald Reagan's family was originally.
It's the Irish heritage.
They were like the O'Reagans, and I think he dropped the O when he sort of ran.
Yeah. Really? When he became film star.
This is all I know, and he's been the sort of, you know, the face of McDonald's ever since.
I love this big red nose. That's what I always remember fondly about Ronald Reagan. Shirley, you've got a really interesting job. You work on a waste management site.
That's right. I work on a landfill site.
Landfill site. Not just any landfill site. The one where they film Money for Nothing on BBC One.
Yeah, they are. They're filming that. They were on site yesterday.
Is it exciting to have the crew around, or are they just get in the way?
Oh, they just get in the way.
Yeah.
For health and safety, we've got to make sure that they're not getting in the way, but they do.
Can you just dump that one more time? We missed it that time.
Oh, yeah. Could you toss your mic away from a further distance, please? Yeah, it's just... Shirley, you haven't got to wear all the high vis while they're around.
Yeah.
I haven't. Don't call me Shirley. No, I know, yeah. I'm trying again for it. I'm not letting it go. I've got a caller called Shirley, and I'm still going for it. Have you ever taken anything with you, Shirley? Have you ever seen anyone throw anything away and thought, that could have a good home with me?
Yeah, nothing too exciting, though. The most interesting one was we helped an old lady whose family had been tidying up her house, and they'd thrown away a Pringles tube, and she came up looking for it. She'd been putting all her savings into Pringles tubes.
Oh, my word!
To help her find
it. Of course you did. Did you find it?
Because
if not, I'd be down there.
Were they ready salted, or was it a green coloured one? Was it the onion and chive? Just off the top of your head. Okay. Off we go to Dunfermline. All of us, let's get in the car. Shirley, lovely having you on the show. Nice talking about your job. Well done. You've got yourself the merchandise. We'll speak to you real soon.
Brilliant.
Well done, Shirley.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson. How's your social ammo, Matt? What's going on
out
there?
Well, after the stars of Ouija Wonka World went TikTok famous last week, we have a new viral celebrity in our midst, Dave.
Oh, I know you're going to say.
Yes, a week's a long time in social ammo world. It's all about Anne Hughes now.
Oh, bless Anne
72-year-old Anne Hughes. Who's she? I hear you cry. You will have
the
surely...
The person I want to hug the most in the world, that's who she is.
You will have surely seen the video of her being hoisted into the air by a shop shutter that was just opening for the day, and it was caught on CCTV. It was at the Best One convenience store in South Wales, and the boss of the store, because it turns out she was the cleaner there. I thought she was just a lady who happened to be passing by.
An unlucky
when
shopper.
She was hoisted up on it and was like dangling from the shutter, still holding onto her shopping trolley, which is the possibly
it's
the
like she had
bit.
The fizzy lifting drink from the Glasgow Wonka.
It was, exactly. It was just like that. Like she'd had
We should say she's absolutely fine.
Yes, and she is. She's owning it.
She's come out.
Really
she's
is.
Laughing at it at the situation. Yeah. It was. I think her granddaughter shared the footage originally.
And then I think the shop got it off TikTok, and they thought we're just going to put it. They got it off the CCTV and put it on TikTok. It's got 1.9 million views. Is that?
If you haven't seen it, Matt, please share it on your socials.
Oh yeah, I mean,
will
I think,
you?
Yeah, I will do. But I'm sure most people will have seen it by now. Sure,
I've watched it a million times between about 6 p.m. and this morning.
It's one of those moments where you just share it with everyone you see.
The fact she holds onto the trolley.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
I admire
it?
That. When the guy comes out to help her down, to rescue her. He's literally like, can you please put the trolley down? It's mute, but you can literally hear him saying, like, mouthy words, can you please put the trolley down so I can help you off?
What's in there that's so precious, you know? But it turns out she was a cleaner at the shop, and the boss came out, and she said, my boss says he's never liked his staff hanging around. So she's owning it. She's having a laugh.
And then he turned and looked into the CCTV camera and pointed at it like that.
You're going to go viral, babes. And then the other
ring that bell, Dave, he mouthed.
And then the other thing we need to talk about is Chilean product placement in Star Wars films. This has gone massively viral. It's amazing. Someone spotted that in around 2003 in Chile, the original trilogy of Star Wars films were being shown on TV, but they didn't want to cut to ad breaks to ruin the flow of the film. So instead, they stitched commercials into the films and made it look like it was part of the film. It's like the ultimate product placement, right? And it turned out most of them were just for one particular beer brand. Here's one of the examples from the English dubbed version.
Which reminds me, I have something here for you. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough.
Cerveza Cristal! Cerveza Cristal!
Now, for all you Star Wars fans out there, you'll know what's going on. For anyone else, if you've not watched the film in a long while, it's a key scene where Obi-Wan Kenobi gives Luke Skywalker his father's lightsaber.
Yes.
And he's keeping it in a box.
Yeah.
So what you can hear there is Alec Guinness opening a chest.
Yes.
And leaning in to get Luke's, you know, birthright, his lightsaber.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what they've done is they've replaced the lightsaber in the box with like a cooler full of bottles of beer. So it looks like Alec Guinness is reaching in to get Luke a bottle of beer.
And then he grabs it.
Cerveza Cristal.
And they've done it throughout all the films, all the big scenes. Occasionally someone happens to go into a box and then it's like, I am your father, Luke. And then it just comes in.
Cerveza Cristal. Cerveza Cristal.
Luke, why have you turned off your targeting computer?
I think it was someone called Bacon is King on Twitter said, I'd rather pay to see these films in the cinema than any of the films from the past 15 years, which I completely agree with. The product placement's amazing. I'd love to see it. Imagine that. Just every now and again, you're starting to lull and then it comes back. You'll be drinking. Sorry,
I've got. Well, I've got to keep going. Aren't you a bit short to be a stormtrooper?
I love the song. Such a great jingle as well. Classic jingle. You'll be drinking Cerveza Cristal later. And I say to you,
the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
I would like to speak once again about Willy's chocolate experience in Glasgow. It's the piece of news. It's the event, the human event that just will not go away.
It won't.
Because apparently they're now making a horror movie about it.
Yeah. About the unknown.
Based on the made-up character, the unknown. Which, of course, they have the intellectual properties to, because he's not in any of the Roald Dahl stuff, that's for sure. He's completely made up, so
AI
go ahead.
AI generated, yeah.
Go ahead. So the reason I want to talk about Willy's chocolate experience in Glasgow, which was such an ill-fated event that it became famous around the world. I mean, even Jimmy Kimmel was doing it on his opening monologue over in the States. And the reason I said making hay while the sun shines is one of the stars of the whole sorry affair was the really gloomy-looking Oompa Loompa, yeah. The actor who was kind of behind the potions,
yeah.
Looking really, really moody. And a photograph of her, a screen grab, went viral in a huge way. Yeah. She was the kind of poster girl for the whole thing. Well, she's taken to Cameo. Matt, what's Cameo?
Of course she is. Cameo is the website where you can get access to thousands of your favourite celebrities and purchase personalised video messages for any occasion, or just get Nigel Farage to say weird things for a laugh.
Okay, well, she's joined Farage. That's right. Yes. The weird Oompa Loompa has joined Farage. She is on Cameo, and here's a little opening monologue. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Is the Scottish Oompa Loompa from the Glaswegian Willy Wonka experience, and I am here to do your personalised videos and all your requests for you in the actual outfit of the event. It's the first time it's been shown.
Well, I, for one, am thrilled by this news.
Full outfit, yeah.
I think it's great.
Green wig, everything.
I don't know how much show budget we've got left, but I could spend it all on her just doing personalised messages. I think it's wonderful. And, of course, we were right at the cutting edge of this whole story, because when it first broke and everyone was going crazy trying to find anyone who'd been there, well, of course, here on The Breakfast Show, we did, and we spoke to a listener by the name of Irene.
Good morning.
Oh, Irene, so welcome to the show. This is incredible.
Irene was part of history.
I mean, honestly, you were there, Irene. Yeah.
What was the depressed Oompa Loompa like?
let's get stress cut straight to the chase. Yeah. Did you see the moody Oompa Loompa lady behind the bar?
We did, yeah. There were two of them. She wasn't behind the bar when I saw her. She was giving out pick and mix to the kids, but looked equally unhappy then, yeah.
Oh, so did she look that moody in real life, Irene?
It's probably a bad picture in her defence, but the happiest and most engaging.
Not the most engaging Oompa Loompa. Has there ever been a drier sentence?
There was one part where the two Oompa Loompas went round with a bag of pick and mix and the kids could kind of choose a couple of seaties. And then we went into what they called the invention room, I think it was, where Willy apparently showed you how to make jelly beans, when in actual fact he brought out a cup of jelly beans and let the children choose one. And yeah, it was literally one per child. It was grim. And then the lemonade was the fizzy lifting drink, but it was about a dribble of flat lemonade in the bottom of a cup.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
So I've got to ask you, I mean, the big question on everybody's lips right now is... Uh-huh. Did you and the family, during your experience in that warehouse in Glasgow, thanks to Willy, did you get to meet the unknown?
Yeah, we did.
Yes! We're talking to someone who met the unknown! Thank you once again to listener Irene. If you do two things right now, if you've got time, go to my Instagram, Dave_Bro_Insta. On my grid is the full video of that phone call you just heard a little snippet from. The full thing is there. Irene told the story so brilliantly. Well worth checking out. As I say, it's on my Instagram. The other thing, of course, is head over to Cameo and yes, check out that Moody Oompa Loompa.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your Wednesday morning, which of course means you can hand in the cool badge. Keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. This is incredible. There's no name on this, but what a text. This is one of the most cool badgy things I think we've ever received.
It's an amazing confession, this.
Dave, I had a proper middle-class cool badge mess-up moment. I was trying to be down with the kids and chat their lingo. That's not even the cool badge
already
bit.
Already sounding bad.
Turns out, fargua is not slang for what's going on.
Foie gras, kids.
Foie gras.
Foie gras. Oh, dear. Of all the things to get it mixed up with as well.
Foie gras is not slang for what's going on. My goodness me. Okay, cool badges are on.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And it is your cool badge day for any newcomers. What this is a weekly platform for you to fess up to the crimes you may have committed to what can only be described as cool. COOL. If you've slipped up, I want to know at 8, 12, 15. For heaven's sake, we just heard from someone who was trying to chat the lingo to the kids and found out that fargua is not slang for what's going on. The most middle-class cool badge mess up in history.
Amazing.
And joining us now on line one, we have Shelley. Good morning, Shelley.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Shelley.
Welcome along to the show. So, Shelley, you have described this as the biggest cool badge moment of your life. You were purchasing a coffee in a shop and you saw the assistant putting something on the shelves. What did you see, Shelley?
I saw the assistant putting some Peter Rabbit cross-stitch magazines out on the shelves.
Right.
And what was your reaction to that?
Oh, wow, that is fabulous. I might have to get myself one of those.
Oh!
Come on.
It comes to everyone? Does it? So, Shelley, you know, we've only just met, but may I ask, have you ever cross-stitched before?
Yes. Yeah, I have cross-stitched before quite a long time ago when it was actually cool. Back in my 20s.
Okay, I don't recall. I don't remember that being on the cover of Face magazine.
Sewing was in for a while, wasn't it? I think maybe, but I'm not sure about cross stitch.
If Tom Daly can make knitting cool, I can make cross stitch.
Yeah, yes. Well, okay, good. I like your commitment to this. I have to point out Tom Daly is an Olympic gold medalist, though, so. Exactly. No, Shelley, do you know what? Don't let me do you down. This is great you handed in the badge. I mean, honestly, I put Peter Rabbit cross stitch into my search engine and I've got Peter Rabbit, great news for cross stitch fans. Peter Rabbit is back and the world of cross stitch is excited. The world of cross stitching, our media, Peter Rabbit could be as big as Wallace or Gromit in the cross stitching world.
Wow.
Shelley, I mean, you're at the curve, you're at the apex of what's going on here. So, did you buy the Peter Rabbit cross stitch magazine?
I didn't. But I think I might have to go back for it.
Oh, you're going to have to go. When you do, make sure you take a picture and send it to us, won't you?
I will, I absolutely will.
Yeah, I hope there are some copies left. I mean, it's going to fly off the shelves, isn't it?
There were only four, so I am a little bit worried that they may be gone by the time I get to the
Shelley's going to be like the cross-stitch twin of J.R. Hartley.
Yeah, yeah.
Ringing around.
Yes,
it's cross-stitching with Peter Rabbit. You have? Some old bookshop in a back road Diagon Alley. Shelley, great having you on the show. You carry on cross-stitching, kid. Don't let us drag you down.
Thank you, I will.
But before you go, Shelley, give me the cool badge.
Yes.
Speak to you soon. Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is your cool badge day. Hi, Dave and the team. Says Andrew in Derbyshire. I would like to hand in my wife's cool badge. We are getting a new fridge this weekend, and every day this week she's excitedly said, 5 days till the new fridge! 4 days till the new fridge! Andrew concludes it might be the uncoolest countdown on Earth.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Hi, Dave and the team. I'm currently doing a 1,000-piece Proro jigsaw puzzle. I started it yesterday and the first piece I happened to pick up was a corner piece. Oh. I actually squealed in surprise and excitement. That's why I'm handing in my cool badge. That's from John in Wrexham.
Yeah, I think the jigsaw puzzles were okay during lockdown, but are they still cool now? Surely not.
Oh, exactly the same as the man bun.
Yes, exactly.
Have you still got a man bun even after lockdown?
Yeah, there's a lot of them still out there.
Hi, Dave and the team. As I pulled into my street the other evening, I noticed some new painted road markings, which, to my surprise, quite excited me as I uttered the phrase, "Wow, they look brilliant." That's from Kieran. Ben from Bedford says, I realise not only should I hand my cool badge into you, Dave, but also that I'm apparently an old man living within a 30-year-old's body when I very excitedly went up to my girlfriend in the supermarket to tell her about the good deal they had on balsamic vinegar.
Oh, it's another...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you mean the man bun or balsamic vinegar? They were your cool badges. Thank you for handing them in. Of course, if you feel like you've missed out this time, but you're desperate to get the badge to us, well, you can do any time you like, 24/7, email all the details to me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You know, I had this terrible fevered nightmare that around this time on the show yesterday, I stuffed a load of porridge and apple into my mouth and sung some Sir Elton John.
Yeah.
Silly, isn't it?
Happened.
No.
I had a dream that I put a napkin over my face and my glasses on top. And
just, oh, really?
Just tried to talk.
That was odd.
Yeah.
I had also in the same dream that Glenn was related to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, weird stuff.
All happened yesterday.
None of it.
Strange. Anyway, today, well, this isn't a dream. It's a reality. And your reality has got a shout out in it. As we play my first, my last, my everything. So, first of all, in the text message you compose and send to the studio, I want the shout-out in there. What's your name? Where are you? What are you doing? Who do you want to shout out? Give us a flavour of what's going on in your world right now. The devil is in the detail. And the point of my first, my last, my everything is this. We have taken the first note of a song. We've taken the last note of a song. And we've stuck them together. And if you can identify that ditty, well, then you get the shout-out you're sending to 8, 12, 15. Now, the only clue you're getting is I have extracted this first and last from the playlist of Absolute Radio Noughties. Here we go.
No.
Yeah. Unmistakable.
You think so?
Yeah.
Want it one more time, big boy?
Go on, then.
No. No.
Who is that? Which song is it? Which band? Which artist? Your names, your answers, all that stuff I just asked for. 8, 12, 15, on the way. It is my first, my last, my everything.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Giving you an opportunity to give a shout out to someone. Get yourself mentioned on the wireless. Oh, yes, I am in my first, my last, my everything. Matt, were you trying to say I should hand in the cool badge for dancing along to this background music?
No, not at all. Were you being sincere? I was being genuine, yeah. This makes you move. It's
Are you
unavoidable.
Sure?
Unavoidable.
It's because when I did the setup to this and then I hit for the next song or whatever.
You were dancing.
I was dancing and you went, oh, yeah, you're dancing along to that, I see. Yeah. And I don't know whether you've been sarcastic cool badge.
No. I think it's nice that you're enjoying your job.
A little bit of bazza.
If you play this bed, you've got to dance.
Yeah. Okay, so we took the first note of a song and the last note of a song. Could you identify it? Here's a little reminder if you're just joining us.
No.
Now, boys, you got it straight away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We know it's from Absolute Radio Noughties. Glenn, would you do the honours?
I believe it is Kings of Leon, Molly's Chamber.
Let's see if you're right. Yes, Glenn. Yes, Matt.
Just can't believe it ends like that.
So, well done to everybody who got it right, includes Ben in Bradford, who wants to shout out to Ellie, Linda, Baby Wyatt, who, according to Ben, is, quote-unquote, the child who never sleeps, and the Yorkshire Ambulance Station. Toby in Walthamstow, who's really struggling to put a sofa together before going to work.
Oh, that's a silly idea.
You should never try and take on anything like that before you have to go to work.
Surely.
Or the weekend. That's why you've got to give up. Although maybe Toby in Walthamstow, he doesn't want to give up his weekends to such things.
Right, yeah.
Maybe he's got people coming over and he needs the sofa to be put together so they can actually sit down.
Stress.
Maybe he's a great host and that's why he's stressing out. Don't stress, Toby. Just bop along to this. Georgia and her son Remy, who's in the back of the car on the way to nursery. Have a great day, Remy. Cornelius, stuck in traffic in Harlow. You got it right. Jim, working up a scaffold near Gloucester Road. To the scaffolders!
The scaffolders.
Joe in North Wales, on his way to a boring training course. And Gavin Dyson, no relation.
Oh, Dyson, nice.
He's working in Burnley. Well done, everybody. That was my first, my last, my everything. It was the Kings of Leon and Molly's Chambers. And if you like that kind of thing, well, we have a station. It's called Absolute Radio Noughties. I suggest you go check it out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, it is time for Matt Dyson with the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Now, Matt, I promised everybody some new Josh Pugh. Yes. You're not going to make a liar of me, are you?
He's back. He's been away for a while. He is back. Josh Pugh, clip of the week time. And it's more relatable gold. This time it is an overexcited boyfriend going for an afternoon tea. He's very restless. He's gone for afternoon tea with his girlfriend. Here he is.
Nice, isn't it? Posh. Wonder who lived here? Like a king or like an influencer or something? Well, nice, isn't it? I know it's called afternoon tea, but if you actually got to have tea, or can you have any... Can he get a Fanta? Yeah, no, orange Fanta, yeah, sick, thank you. Is that... Do we get another one of them each? Well, that's between us, isn't it? I'm glad I had lunch.
Well,
I've been gym this morning, so I thought I'd have lunch, and then... So, because they should say, really, on it, like, it isn't a lunch, is it? Because you... That's not enough for a lunch. It's like, what is that one? That's just like cucumber. Yeah. Must be a good margin on it. Must be making money on it, because I think these were on the voucher. Like, we're on the voucher. I wonder if any... Because that's just like... There's only, like, two slices of bread there. You know, they've been making wedge off this. Like, you still wanted dinner, weren't you, after? Like, what meal is it? They should say, really, this isn't a meal. Still, should say, like, still, when you book it, still have lunch and a dinner, because this isn't... Do you know what I mean?
He won't let it go. I am off, seriously, now to start my own afternoon tea business. There's money to be made out there. I'll share the video on Instagram. You'll be talking about it later, and I'll save you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And in the blink of an eye, Wednesday's edition of The Breakfast Show is finished. It is a thing of the past. Or is it? No, because it lives on in podcast form. Now, the podcast naming bell, which is this... It rang a lot today, Matt.
Yes.
You've got some hard work ahead of you here with naming it.
Yeah.
So we begin with, could you toss your mic away from a further distance, please?
Oh, yes. That was Shirley at the Tip, who was having a TV show made there, early doors.
You're going to go viral, babes.
That was the... that was Super Anne, the lady who got pulled up by the shop shutter.
That's me sounding like her agent there. How many delegates?
That was the delegates at an imaginary business meeting where we had to enter despite being naked from the waist down.
Indeed.
What song to play as I walk on music.
Rapidly move your eyes away from my downstairs area.
That was based on REM being that music.
Peter Rabbit is back and the cross-stitching world is excited.
A great cool badge from Shelley and Knotts.
The uncoolest countdown on earth.
Yes. like the rundown to New Fridge Friday, yeah.
Have you still got a man bum post-lockdown?
Yes, that's another good point. Someone who's still doing jigsaws. No mention for Thavetha Cristal, which I'm shocked about. But I can live with that and go for Peter Rabbit is back and the cross-stitching world is excited.
It was lovely having Shelley on air handing in her cool badge. As I say, you can listen to it again or for the first time by getting the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. On the way on Absolute Radio, it's Tea Break Trivia time with Leona, who also has the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £156,000. As for us, well, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.